Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of January, recording at 10 o'clock, and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights here today, and it's a very, very quiet day. We've really got a pause here after the strong gains that we saw last year, particularly in January, and then for the first week or first few days, a little over a week in January of this year. So Asian stock markets very quietly mixed, but some of those leaders are actually drifting now, falling back a little bit. More on that in a moment. And the European stock markets, same, very small percentage changes in here, unusually so, given what we were seeing for most of last year. I don't see anything over 0.5%, I tell a lie. Holland in Europe, 0.61%, but little tiny pluses and minuses elsewhere. Wall Street drifted a little lower again here today, pared back some of the early losses as we saw yesterday. Canada fraction higher. Brazil, that's a bigger move, down 1.3%. Now, in government bonds, which had been hit very hard in parts of November and pretty well throughout December and into the beginning of the year, but they've lost downward momentum, and we're seeing a modest rally so far over the last 3 days, for the most part beginning last Friday. The commodities have seen a firmer tone in precious metals today. They'd taken quite a pounding over the last 3 months. Well, not all of them. Palladium had been reasonably steady, but was hit yesterday. And they're all range trading, as precious metals, within patterns that are about 15 months old. Now, let's see, in other currencies, the industrial metals, mostly a little steadier here today, pretty well right across the boards, although looks like zinc was unchanged, everything else a little bit higher in here. Grains and beans not doing much, so very, very quiet. Now, there are a few things that I should comment on here. First, the most impressive moves that we saw in December and starting a little earlier in some instances, Japan, for instance. Japan, which has had an awfully big gain on the Shinzo Abe campaign and overwhelming election victory. Now, the yen had a downward dynamic following a peak on Friday. So that really does look quite overextended. For instance, against the US dollar, and the yen had been weakening against absolutely everything. A lot of people were playing that trend. So the yen hit a high on Friday, or was it yesterday? One or the other, but it was at 88.41 against the US dollar. And it's now 87.05. Now, that's the biggest reaction that we've seen in quite a while. It's not that big. So that just suggests to me that if you've been playing that trade, that it might be a good idea to take the short-term profit if you haven't already done so. The Nikkei index had a statistical small downside key yesterday. I mentioned that, and it had a little bit of follow-through here today. So I would also say the same, particularly if you have a trading position, a leveraged trading position in Japan. Might be worth taking the short-term profit in here now. Now, if you're a long-term investor and you're building up a stake there, we may not see enough downside to do that. I think the action's really quite attractive in breaking the progression of lower or equal rally highs that we had seen for many, many months for the stock market index. But you know, it may come back 5% or a little bit more if conditions become somewhat more volatile for any reason for a while. Now, also, Japanese government bond futures, they had an upside key reversal on Friday, and they've been holding those gains. They're quite overextended in the short term and look like they could push a little higher. Now, I'm wary of going long these bonds, but they are oversold in the short term and the QE is still going on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't pick up a little bit in here. Now, what about Wall Street? Because that had that big surge when we had the fiscal cliff, sort of fiscal cliff agreement just before year end. And it's certainly overbought in the short term, as are most stock markets. So that those gains have to be consolidated. People are perhaps a little less enthusiastic about that end of the fiscal cliff because they know that we're going to have negotiations over the debt limits, and those will have to be raised. So, on the other hand, though, offsetting that, we still have the QE, and it's big, $85 billion a month coming in, and we also have the very low interest rates, of course, along with that QE, and the U.S. is in an advantageous position as far as energy prices are concerned. That's all good, but I think the United States is losing political credibility in here, and the Obama regime is far more interested in redistributive policies than in generating strong growth. So we're going to see the government debt actually increase over the next 4 years, I would imagine. And I don't think the measures that we've seen taken, they won't be devastating for the U.S. economy, but it's not going to be as robust as it might have been under Mitt Romney's regime. That's the only point I would make on that. So, again, I think in terms of medium to longer term investment potential, I'd be a little cautious here just in the short term. I don't think I'd be committing too much new capital here right now. If Japan and particularly China were to pull back, which would be natural as they're both a little bit overextended on the upside, a fair quite a bit overextended, some would say, then that would be healthy. A little pullback would create another buying opportunity. And I think overall, Asia probably is a better bet for most of this year. But the bottom line, and I'm going to end the audio on this point, all these stock markets became overbought in the short term, and therefore we need to see a successful consolidation. We haven't seen much in the way of downward dynamics here so far, but that could easily follow, as we've so often seen in the past. So a little cautious note here on the stock markets in terms of their cyclical bull trends. Government bonds, they damaged their overall patterns. They've underperformed equities really since June of last year, but might see a little bit of a better rally in here in the short term. Currency's fairly quiet, but That ultra weak yen has lost downside momentum. And in terms of commodities, I'd favor the industrial metals overall. Grains, beans, still soft here overall, a little bit further easing. And that's pretty much the story. So, all the best to all of you.